Welcome to Talent Talks on Savon Aallot. This show brings you inspiring stories and current topics from professionals in North Savo with a special focus in internationalism. Today we're joined by John Roskili, principal trombonist of Kuopion kaupungin orkesteri. Originally from Cheltenham, England, John has performed with some of Europe's most renowned ensembles and now calls Kuopio home. Welcome, John, to Talent Talk Show.
Thank you.
So let's start with a short introduction. John, could you briefly introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure. Yeah, as you said, I'm from Cheltenham in England, which is in the countryside. It's very much Lord of the Rings territory. So I grew up in Cheltenham, then I moved to London, and I've studied music in London and Basel in Switzerland, where I lived for about 10 years. I have a passion for the trombone and for classical music, like we play in the orchestra. But for a long time, my real passion has been contemporary music, so playing the really weird stuff. And that's what I've kind of played around all of the main bits of Europe. So performed in been lucky enough to perform in Vienna and Berlin and Paris and all these big cities. And then we had I met my wife in Switzerland, who is Finnish, and we decided to move here with our children. And then I was lucky enough to win the job in Kuopio, and now we're here, which is great.
So you tell a little bit about how you ended here in Kuopio. Can you tell a little bit more?
Yes, absolutely. So we moved to Espoo with my wife, and then just coincidentally, exactly when we moved, the position in Kuopio became available. And I hadn't done any orchestral auditions for quite a long time, so I worked very hard to, and was very lucky and happy to win the job here. And so then we moved here with our, at that time, one daughter, Sophie, and then now we have a second daughter who's just 8 months old. So I'm currently on father's leave, which is fun, but yeah.
This Kuopio area was a little bit, that you know a little bit about Kuopio,
yeah.
Because your wife is from Varkaus.
Exactly, yeah. And we'd visited, I think once. Obviously, she was here quite a lot, because and she actually went to school in Kuopio for what do you call it, Lukio. She was in Kuopio, so she knows it very well, and studied at the Conservatorio even, and I now teach at Savonia, so it's like it's very full circle in a way.
Mm. You tell me that you are from Cheltenham, mm-hmm. Town in England. Yeah. It's about same size of Kuopio.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, as we said, it's for England, that's a small town, but it's a very beautiful place if anyone ever wants to visit. It's very different situation in England. So a town of about 100,000 people doesn't have an orchestra in general, but we're lucky in Cheltenham that, because it's a very fancy place, we have festivals and we have a jazz festival and a theatre and things. So there's some stuff happening. Similar towns in England have a much worse situation than we do. But Kuopio, I'm always amazed at how much is going on.
John Roskili, so now you play in Kuopion kaupungin orkesteri. You have an impressive career performing with ensembles across Europe. What led you to join the Kuopio orchestra?
Well, we wanted to move to Finland for family reasons. Obviously, it's arguably the best place in the world to bring up kids, and Kuopio in particular is fantastic for that. I didn't know very much about the orchestra. Obviously, internationally, it's not very well known, the Kuopio Symphony Orchestra, but in Finland, it has a very good reputation, which I think is very well deserved. It's a really great orchestra. I was able to find some videos online and things, and was really interested in applying for the job, because, yeah, to get a principal trombone job in a really good orchestra is a fantastic thing to have, and so it was nice to be able to do that.
Let's talk about your instrument. What do you enjoy most about playing the trombone?
I think the main thing that I really like is how close it is to singing. It's got a very natural way of speaking and playing, and I think a lot of people just think about the trombone as the boo instrument, but but it's able to be this really romantic, beautiful instrument that can say a lot with not very much. And it's one of the most, I think, expressive instruments. You can play very loud, very quiet. You can change the tone color very quickly compared to a lot of instruments. And also it's just really nice playing really loud. That's really fun. I remember the first time I played in an orchestra when I was about 14 or 15, I played Sibelius I, his first symphony. And there's a bit at the end of the first movement where the trombone is asked to play as loud as possible. And I remember I played as loud as possible, and the orchestra didn't have a trombone until that point. And one of the cellos fell off their chair. And I think that was a nice thing to...
Was the trombone your first instrument?
I think the recorder was probably my first instrument, to be honest. But because I'm English, I went through the brass band scene. So I played trombone, and then I moved to euphonium, and then I moved to cornet, and then I moved to tuba, which is very normal in that kind of thing. But I always loved the trombone, actually. I don't know if it was just because it's very difficult, and that kind of appeals to my weird brain. But I always came back to the trombone.
Okay. John Roskilly, you worked in orchestra places like Switzerland, Austria, and in the UK. How has your international background influenced your approach to music?
It's definitely influenced me a lot because without going into too much of a boring technical side, there is a very English way of playing the trombone, which I think thankfully, maybe not, but being educated in Switzerland and playing in all these places has kind of broken that part of me a bit. So I have a much more, I think, international sound than an English sound, which I very much enjoy. And I think also because I've done a lot of contemporary music and things, I have a very, maybe a very direct approach to things. Like I don't necessarily, I try and keep things simple as much as possible. Like just kind of breathe and you play and it sounds good. And so don't touch it if it sounds good.
So before we recorded this program, we talk Finnish. Mm. You speak very good. You have been living in Finland like a 4 year.
Mm.
Yes. Living in new country often means learning a new language. And Finnish is known to be quite challenged. What has your experience been like learning Finnish?
It is a difficult language, definitely. I'm lucky enough that I already spoke a couple of extra languages, so I had a bit of a sense of what it's like to learn a new language, particularly German. But Finnish is interesting because I think when you start learning Finnish, you hear how difficult it is, and then you're just kind of learning the words and putting them together like in any language, and you're like, oh, this is fine. And then suddenly every now and then Finnish just comes along and goes, ha ha, like now we have five different infinitives or something or whatever. And then that kind of stuff is you have to be on your guard, I think, with Finnish, because it will jump out at you and scare you sometimes. The learning process.
And beyond language, settling into a new culture takes time. How has the integration process into life in Kuopio been for you?
It's been very good. I'm very lucky. Again, I've said I'm very lucky a lot of times, but I am. My colleagues in the orchestra are fantastic, particularly my section. So Jari and Teppo, who are my colleagues on the trombone, have been very welcoming. Jari has been determined to speak to me in Finnish all the time, so he's really helped my Finnish, I think. But everyone in the orchestra was very welcoming, and they made it very easy to feel at home in Kuopio.
About your talk Finnish, about Savo?
Yeah.
Do you have any Savo to your talk?
No, I don't touch that yet. That might come, but
do you understand if the people speak Savo to you?
It hasn't happened very often. I think probably I haven't understood.
What advice would you give to other international musicians considering to move to Finland or Kuopio?
Yeah, I would say. Do it. It's a fantastic place to be for music. I think for international people, it's surprisingly welcoming. I think is how I would phrase it. It's quite a small community, and in some places that can lead people to be very it was quite hostile to people coming in. That you might mess up the situation, but actually, I've found that people have been very happy to have new voices here, which is great. As everywhere, the things like the freelance scene are very difficult at the moment with things like the cuts and stuff. It causes people to have less work if they don't already have stable work. So that's something to bear in mind. But I think it's a wonderful place to be a musician. And places like Kuopio in particular, I think it's amazing that you can come and have sort of the quality of life you get in a smaller city, but still with the level of artistic excellence that you can get somewhere like this, I think is probably unique in the world, that you can have the best of both worlds in that way.
Jan Chandraskeli, your work with music, how about free time? Do you listen to music, or how do you spend your free time?
Yeah, I listen to a lot of music. I think my wife, who's also a musician, would rather I listen to less, probably. My free time, I like to play guitar. I like to spend time with my kids, obviously. I do play some video games sometimes and things like that. Enjoy going out walking and things like that. Sports, those kind of things. I play a lot of chess at the moment. That's kind of, I spend my free time mostly.
Okay, you play chess in free time.
Chess.
Chess, yeah. The game.
Yeah. No, I don't play chess, no.
But you mentioned your passion for new music and contemporary compositions. Mm. What draws you that repertoire?
One of it is just that the people are alive. And I think that's a really special, important thing to be able to interact with composers who you can actually talk to. We have a big thing with always, what did the composer mean by this? And it gets quite heated arguments and stuff about that sometimes. And it's much easier if you can just ring the composer up and say, hey, what did you mean by this? And then they'll tell you. But also, I think we live in this world, and the world that Mozart lived in, the world that Schubert lived in, the world that Mahler lived in, they're very different surroundings. And you could argue that it's very difficult to really interpret the music because we don't understand the world that lived in. Even you can read as many books as you want, but you can't live in that situation. And the people who are writing now are living in the same situation that we're living in, and so that music can speak to us much more directly, I think.
Looking ahead, what are your hopes for the future musically?
Yeah, I hope to do some more chamber music and things. I've started trying to set up some little ensembles and things, because obviously I'm quite fresh in Finland. So I've made some really good musical connections, and I'm looking forward to exploring that. And playing in different cities around Finland would be lovely, to get to see the country a bit more. It's a wonderful thing with music that it can take you to see these wonderful places, and just through your work, just through doing concerts and stuff. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I hope that I'll be able to do that a lot more.
You worked in orchestras in many places in Europe. What difference have you noticed between orchestras and working here in Finland or in Europe?
Yeah, I would say in Finland, a lot of it is the social aspect is surprisingly better, I would say, in Finland.
Okay.
I think, like, if you ask people to sort of characterize Finnish people, then they would probably say that they're very quiet and not very sociable. But actually, in my experience, in a lot of orchestras around the world, not in Finland, the strings only talk to the strings and the brass only talk to the brass, and that happens. But my experience has been that you can be friends with everybody in the orchestra. I mean, obviously, the Kuopio Orchestra is quite small, so that helps with that. But that everyone is very warm and open to having that kind of relationship, and I think that's wonderful in Finland.
Thank you, John, for joining us in Talent Talks. It's been a pleasure hearing your story from Cheltenham to Kuopio. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Thanks very much.